The world reacts to the U.S. debt downgrade.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. So far, Friday night's downgrade of the U.S. debt rating by S&P hasn't caused panic in global markets. It hasn't been a picnic either, though. We'll get to the big picture in a moment, but first, let's do the numbers. Shares are down more than 2% in Japan this morning, more than 3% in Korea. Same story in Europe right now, about 2% lower across the continent. Wall Street gets its chance to react to the downgrade later this morning. On Friday, before the news, the Dow jumped 60 points to close at 11,444. Gold, by the way, is trading above $1,700 an ounce. Interestingly, though, investors are not fleeing U.S. treasuries for more highly rated debt. The interest rate on 10-year bonds has actually fallen to about 2.5%. We'll get the latest now from our New York bureau chief, Heidi Moore, on how Wall Street is reacting to all of this. She's with us live. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Heidi, so tell me, you've been talking to your sources all weekend long. What are people saying about this downgrade?
Well, beyond grumbling at being ripped off the beach, they're pretty surprised, as you can imagine. Everyone thought we would get downgraded eventually, but not quite this fast. And it's a little depressing. It's kind of mortifying for them to realize that this is where the U.S. is right now. Now, that said, everyone's looking at the markets, and the markets are probably going to react pretty strongly, but they're not the whole story. I talked to Jim Sarney. He's a bond manager at Payden & Riegel, and this is what he said we should be looking for.
It's not that big of a deal. I think that the bigger issue is the economic growth here in the U.S. and in Europe. That, I think, is really a bigger issue than this debt downgrade.
Right. So if you think about it in terms of the five stages of grief, we've been in denial all this time about how much debt we're racking up as a country, and the S&P move might move us into acceptance.
Acceptance. And Heidi, if the markets are not what we should be watching, then what is the bigger implication here of this downgrade?
What it tells us is that we have to pull up short and reform the way that we make political decisions, first of all. That's a big thing that S&P said. Our political system is dysfunctional and not befitting the world's greatest economy. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is we still have to get rid of debt. We're all struggling under a huge debt load, the country and everyone in it.
Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore. Heidi, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, S&P wasn't the only critic of U.S. debt problems on Friday. China slammed American policies as well, saying in a government editorial that the good old days of U.S. economic power are over. But as Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports, Beijing's bark is worse than its bite.
The verbal slaps on the wrist from China were expected. They're the biggest foreign holder of U.S. debt, after all. If Chinese officials are so disappointed by the U.S. economy, though, why don't they just stop buying U.S. Treasury bonds? That's what a former advisor to China's central bank came out and said last week. Here's economist Patrick Chovanec summarizing this line of thinking.
Look, if you're unhappy about accumulating dollar reserves, and you're unhappy about having to buy more and more treasuries, and you think that that puts China at risk, well, then you should look at the currency policy.
China's currency policy boils down to one strategy. It keeps buying up U.S. dollars so that the Chinese currency is kept artificially low. And an undervalued currency means Chinese exports are cheap. That's good business, and that means a lot of jobs. And that's why China will continue to invest in U.S. dollars. As for the nasty editorials from China's government, China spends a lot of time being lectured about how it doesn't understand the global financial system. Now China's government can finally do a little lecturing of its own. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
Here's an economic bright spot. The latest report on how much stuff the U.S. ships by truck shows an increase from May to June and a year-over-year jump of almost 7%. But there may be fewer truckers available to move all that freight, as Ben Philpott reports now from KUT in Austin, Texas.
There are really two driver shortages facing the trucking industry: quantity and quality. Over the last few years, regulators have been rating truck drivers and the companies they work for, get a low score for anything from unsafe driving to improper loading, and a pink slip may not be far behind. Bob Costello is with the American Trucking Association.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. We want the best people out there driving a truck, no doubt about it, but it does make some operational challenges, and finding qualified drivers is one of them.
Fewer qualified drivers was okay during the recession, when there was less stuff to ship, but as the economy picks back up, the lack of drivers has become an issue, especially in Texas.
It would impact all ports. It would impact all sectors across the state.
John Esparza heads up the Texas Motor Transportation Association. He says Texas needs more truckers to haul goods from its Gulf Coast ports and many oil refineries. And there's another factor that could limit trucking capacity. This fall, the federal government is considering new regulations that would cut the number of hours a driver can work. The American Trucking Association's Bob Costello says the rules would force companies to hire more drivers for trucking relays to get goods delivered in a timely manner.
We will need 5 to 7% more trucks and drivers to haul the same amount of freight. So yes, that would exacerbate the shortage.
National and state trucking associations say current time limits are sufficient and the new rules wouldn't improve safety. The groups hope to convince federal regulators of this before they finalize the rules in October. In Austin, I'm Ben Philpott for Marketplace.
And finally, with all the rough economic news lately, sometimes it's not a bad idea to just stop and sing a song. That's exactly what Gary Russo has been doing. He's a construction worker who's part of the team building the new Second Avenue subway line in New York City. And every day at lunchtime, he stops to belt out some Sinatra for the people passing by. And I have to say, he's not half bad.
Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by.
In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
Beneath the blue umbrella sky.
And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad apps.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.